It came upon the midnight clear, that glorious song of old, from angels bending near the earth to touch their harps of gold. Peace on the earth, goodwill to men from heaven's all-gracious King. The solemn world in stillness lay to hear the angels sing. But with the woes of sin and strife, the world has suffered long. Beneath the angel's strain have rolled 2,000 years of wrong. And man at war with man hears not the love song which they bring. Oh, hush the noise, ye men of strife, and hear the angels sing. And ye beneath life's crushing load, whose forms are bending low, who toil along the climbing way with painful steps and slow, look now, for glad and golden hours come swiftly on the wing. Oh, rest beside the weary road and hear the angels sing. For lo, the days are hastening on by prophet bards foretold, when with the ever-circling years shall come the age of gold, when peace shall over all the earth its ancient splendors fling, and the whole world give back the song which now the angels sing. We've sung three of the most popular carols this evening. I've read you one. We've got a couple more to come later on. Hopefully those are not unexpected songs when you come to a carol service. And they provide at least, I think, half of our soundtrack for Christmas. The other, not so suited to singing together, would be, I guess, our catalogue of Christmas number ones. Sometimes those are Christmas-themed, although it doesn't seem so much in recent years. Sometimes they're just the well-promoted artists, the seven X Factor winners over the course of the past 20 years. I wonder if you could name all of them. Don't think too much about that right now. That era at least seems to have passed for us now. More recent, it's the charity single, isn't it, that gets to number one at Christmas, whether it's the Military Wives or Justice Collective, or for the past 3 years, Nottingham's own Lad Baby, who maybe will do the same again by next Friday, who knows. The Christmas number ones are perhaps not the kind of songs we would play all year round. Maybe they're not the songs we'd buy at other times, but they tap into something of what we expect Christmas to be like. Those are the songs of our Christmas. And I want to think about the original Christmas song just for a few minutes this evening. A song that was an unexpected song in many ways, the one that the angels sang. Glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth, peace to those on whom his favor rests. And I want to just note two things for us to ponder together this Christmas. The first is this, that it's a world in darkness. The song of the angels tells us about a world in darkness. And much like some of our charity number ones, that raise awareness of injustice, whether that's around the Hillsborough disaster or raising funds for food banks. This original Christmas song takes seriously the state of the world that we live in, because this Christmas faith takes that seriously. Christmas can be a beautiful distraction from normal life, and there's nothing wrong with that. An opportunity to step away, to make dark places sparkle with fairy lights. It's good. It expresses something of our desire, doesn't it, for light, as well as telling us about the reality of the darkness that we try and make sparkle. But there are moments to look the darkness in the eye. Say we can't pretend that things are all okay when they're not. And this Christmas faith comes with a message of peace on earth. And not a declaration that there is yet peace on earth, but the promise of it. No point offering peace to people who've already got peace. And peace is offered to a warring world and to our warring hearts, to a world that is anything but peaceful. And the Bible that the Christian faith is based on speaks of a deep peace, of the world the way it's supposed to be, of genuine restfulness, of the kind of rest that our restless hearts long for. Making an offer that takes seriously the lack of peace that we know. The big stuff, the nations at war with other nations, the civil wars and the genocides within nations, the fault lines in our society over how to respond to COVID, the tensions we feel in our own homes, the reality that we are broken, and very much of the time we did the breaking as we smashed each other up. This Christmas, I've taken time to reflect on the words of some of those traditional carols that we're singing this evening, and I found them really helpful. And not so much the little Lord Jesus, no crying he makes. I've got three sons, they're a bit older now, but I know all too well that babies cry, and there's no point pretending that Jesus didn't either. Now, what I've appreciated is the carols that speak of a world under oppression, of life's crushing load, of long suffering, of being oppressed and repressed and depressed and burdened. Jesus, 3 decades later, would say to people, all who are heavy burdened should come to him, and that he would take the weight that they carry upon himself. I've loved the carols that tell of a world in sin and error pining, as we just sang. Now, I don't know what you make of that religious term, sin, but it seems to me that most of us are pretty convinced that there is something wrong with this world. There are many things wrong with this world. And even if we disagree on what is wrong, we know that something is. That there's wrongness out there, and in our honest moments, we admit there is wrongness in us as well. And if there is a God, then isn't it just possible we might have wronged him as well? And that's what the Bible means when it talks about sin. I've appreciated the carols that speak of a world under Satan's power and might. Because there isn't just wrong in this world, there is evil in this world. And it's personal. Now, again, you might have questions about that, which is absolutely fine. I'm quoting the words of angels. I'm talking about God. I get we're in all kinds of weird here as we talk about this. But the point being made is that evil isn't just abstract, it's personal. And so is goodness personal, and so are we personal. And this Christmas faith offers an explanation for the state of the world and for our experience of it. It gives us honesty about life in the bleak midwinter. Now, who knows whether Jesus was actually born in the winter? There were shepherds out in the fields in Israel. In the winter, maybe. The choice of a date in the middle of winter is more like the Queen's official birthday being in June, even though she was born in April. It's a ceremonial date. And celebrating the birth of Jesus in the middle of winter makes perfect sense. The promise of peace offered in the middle of the war. A warm fire lit in the coldest hour of the night. A light shining in the darkest part of the year. And so it's no surprise the angels came to the shepherds in the middle of the night, shining brightly against that dark sky, telling them that it won't always be winter and never Christmas, but that in the midwinter, Christmas comes. That there's good news when it's relentlessly snow upon snow, one thing after another, after another. And I don't know about you, but do you know that soul grinding effect of life? Have you experienced that this year? The ongoing exhaustion of the pandemic, the destroying effect of chronic illness, month after month after year, of time passing and nothing really changing. And it feels all the more so in recent years, though I suspect it was always like that, wasn't it? Darkness surrounds us. But hark, listen, the herald angels sing that there is good news of a newborn king. There's the darkness of the world that we find. It's real. The second observation to make is about the favor of God, that there is favor for all of us. See, those terrifying angels who appear to the shepherds, and they were terrifying, say peace for those on whom God's favor rests. And normally we expect favor to come to those who've earned it or deserved it. We see pictures of people getting a knighthood for their services to something or other. Christianity defies that. Favor isn't what you deserve. Favor isn't jobs for your mates. Favor in the Bible means what is given as a gift. Unmerited, undeserved, simply a gift. No wonder we exchange gifts at Christmas to remind us of that. It's quite the opposite of what we deserve. Christianity is gift. Jesus is gift. There's no transaction. There's no deal to be struck. There's no I wonder if you've ever prayed like this. I remember doing this, particularly as a teenager. I'll do this for you, God, if you'll do this for me. Now, this is free. Not free like something that is worthless. When you clear out your house and you think, we don't need this anymore, it's of no value to us, we'll stick it on Beeston Free Recycle and see if anybody wants it. No, free like something of great value. Something that someone else buys for you and gives to you as a gift this Christmas. And in this case, in the case of the Christian faith, God pays so that we can have him. It's no surprise, is it, that the carols say, a weary world rejoices, as we've just sung. There's nothing more to prove, nothing to strive for. But that carol tells us about the offer of tidings of comfort and joy. Or as we'll sing a little later, of an announcement of joy to the world. Striving to prove yourself is exhausting. But here you can relax. You can be welcomed. So no wonder the carol says, hark, there is news unlike anything else and everything else you've ever heard from anywhere else. God made everyone. Everyone matters. And God is a God who lavishes his generosity on anyone who'll have him. Jesus came into the world as God's gift to us, God's favor offered to us in person. Not that we deserve goodness from God, we don't. We're as dark-hearted as the night sky. Jesus isn't just a gesture of goodwill. He came into the world at Christmas time so that having lived a spotless life, he might die the death that all our sin deserves, as Christians remember at Easter and throughout the year. His death secures forgiveness for the kind of people who need forgiving. He secures life for those who are dying, favor for those who have no excuses left and no defense to make for themselves. And that makes the God we've sung about this evening a God you can come clean with. There's no need to cover up your wrongs, no need to make yourself something more than you are, no need to strive for any kind of reward from God. Just come simply with empty hands and say, help. This is a God who doesn't favor one ethnicity over another, who doesn't care how much money you've got in the bank, who doesn't ask whether you've been naughty or nice this year, who doesn't favor men over women. No, the God we see when we look at Jesus is the God of favor, the God of gift. And what did those shepherds do when they heard this first unexpected song? They went to Jesus. They went to find out more. I wonder if you could do that. If you're a guest with us today, we'd love to give you a gift on the way out the door. This is a gift of value. That's our intention. It's a book called Is Christmas Unbelievable? There's a bit of chocolate in there as well. And on the back, you'll find a flyer for a course we're going to run in the new year called Christianity Explored. That's what it says. It's a course to explore what the Christian faith is about. Here's what I want to say this evening. That in Jesus is good news for those who are at their wits' end, who are exhausted by life, by the pandemic, by everything. It's good news for me. And here is good news for those who mourn and wonder if God even cares about them anymore. God has stepped into the darkest moment as gift to us. Here is good news to those who have sinned, who see the destruction that comes out of their hearts and come to the conclusion they need to be saved. Jesus is joy for a dark world. He's the Savior we might not even realize we need. Here is good news. God's arms are held wide open for people like you and me. And the unexpected song of Christmas says, yes, the darkness that you feel is real. But that's not the end of the story. Because there is a God in heaven who stepped into this world to give us himself. We're going to sing our next carol, so would you stand?